Have you ever heard a harp concert where the musician wears a wristband that prompts a computerized light and video show to follow her movements? Or one where the performer plays the harp with a screwdriver? Petite Chinese-American harpist Anne Young has been a champion for the cause of contemporary music for years. She has premiered new works for the harp at American Harp Society conferences and World Harp Congresses. She has a distinguished array of awards acknowledging her skills as a harpist. I'm Patrice Fisher, and you are listening to Harp Talk. Can you tell me how you started out and how you developed your love for contemporary music?
I became involved in contemporary music actually in college because a harpist that I respected at the time told me about playing in a new music ensemble, and that those were some of the most gratifying musical experiences because everyone wanted to be there, every note mattered, and you could really be part of the creative process. And once I started doing that, it was fun, it was challenging. I got to interact with my friends and colleagues and make new music and new sounds and new expressions. So that just kept being something that was very interesting to do. One of the innovators for new sounds on the harp was Carlos Salcedo. And a piece he wrote was Song in the Night. And it was for one harp or also two harps. And I performed this for two harps with my good friend Kyojin Lee, and you'll hear bells, you'll hear the sound of leaves rustling with your nail glisses. So these were lots of new effects such as wire whistle sounds, that all of this you can produce on the harp, which is what's so fun about doing contemporary music. It's not only just the regular sounds that you're used to, but a lot of different sounds such as tapping on the instrument that you can hear in Song in the Night by Carlos Salcedo. For harp, written by Suzanne McDonald and Linda Wood, was written to introduce both audiences and harpists to some new sounds on the harp. So, and they're actually based on ancient Japanese haiku, which are poetry that often allude to nature. In it, you can hear perhaps a frog in a pond, and you'll hear sounds all produced on the harp, perhaps a frog's ribbit or the sound of water rippling.
Thank you.
Another haiku for harp by Suzanne McDonald and Linda Wood is about a broom sweeping the garden for getting the snow on the ground. And in that one, the harpist actually gets to play the strings with paint brushes.
At the opening of this program, we heard another haiku for harp, A Stray Cat, Asleep on the Roof, in the Spring Rain, by Suzanne McDonald and Linda Wood, published by Music Works Harp Editions.
I visited New Orleans in 2006 to perform Nebulae by Stephen Andrew Taylor at the International Computer Music Conference, and he wrote this to sort of explore sounds that the harp can't produce as sort of sustaining sounds. So he would sample sounds that I would make. He also did some glass harmonica sounds, and the nice part about this piece, it's for harp and interactive electronics, is that the electronics actually follow the live performer, so I don't have to be matching to what the computer does, but the computer has to match to what I do. Had some fun doing percussive effects on the harp. For me, it's both been gratifying both to get people to know just how diverse and how beautiful and how terrifying too the instrument can be. One of the most captivating and enjoyable pieces I've performed for harp is The Crown of Ariadne by the Canadian composer R. Mary Schaefer, in which the harpist performs the whole work by themselves with percussion instruments and also a pre-recorded tape track in the last movement. In the last movement of the Crown of Ariadne by R. Murray Schafer, it is entitled Labyrinth Dance, Theseus and Ariadne, because the work is based on the ancient Greek myth about the Minotaur. And so in it, the harpist performs with a pre-recorded track, both on percussion and on drums. And it's sort of walking through a maze because you'll hear one harp is tuned a certain way and the other harp answers it. And eventually at the end of the piece, they both match up and suddenly find each other. So it was a very enjoyable work to learn and to perform because it's visual and poetic.
You are listening to harpist Anne Young performing contemporary music for the harp. I'm your host, Patrice Fisher, and our audio engineer is Carlos Valladares. Harp Talk is a radio series supported by the American Harp Society and produced by the New Orleans chapter.